I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 1st, 2020. Canonical has announced its entry into the fully managed apps business. The company behind the Ubuntu operating system is initially offering to run and manage a number of popular database management, logging, monitoring, and alerting applications for its business customers. While primarily aimed at the DevOps marketplace, Canonical is broadly targeting its new service, with users of the public cloud and those running their own infrastructure able to take advantage of its new offering. The company promises high availability and on-demand scaling for the new service, and expects the range of managed applications available to customers to grow in the future. We reported on the release of Platform X4 from the MariaDB Corporation back in January. The cloud-native database platform is notable for providing both row and column-based storage, making it equally adept at processing analytic data as it is with traditional record-based operations. MariaDB has wrapped that platform in Kubernetes and is providing the resulting product as a database as a service offering under the SkySQL brand. While initially launched on Google Cloud Platform, SkySQL will be rolling out to AWS and Microsoft Azure in the near future and offers high availability features like clustering and automatic failover out of the box. Version 5.4 of WordPress has been released. The latest offering of the world's most popular content management system sees WordPress continuing to expand the functionality of its controversial block-based editor, with new options to easily allow users to add social media icons and action buttons to their blog posts. The platform has also improved its handling of personal data exports, which could help blog owners maintain regulatory compliance without needing to install additional privacy-focused plugins. Mozilla has unveiled yet another tie-in with an online monetization company. Following the organization's announcement of its partnership with Scroll last week, Mozilla is now going to be rolling out another monetization experiment, this time in conjunction with micropayment specialist Coil. The latest initiative is targeted towards developers who are taking advantage of Firefox's mixed reality features, and will see those in the scheme receiving paid compensation in line with the amount of time that users spend visiting their sites. And finally, Mozilla's open source support program launched a solutions fund yesterday with up to $50,000 on offer to projects that could help with the current COVID-19 outbreak in some way. Grants will be available to both hardware and software-based projects, but due to the immediacy of current events, awards will be targeted at those already in a fairly mature state and able to effectively use the funds over the next few months. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/136. We'll be back tomorrow.